Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 12th of November. We have the New York Federal Reserve Survey of Inflation Expectations today. This is not a great deal of help economically, as consumer inflation expectations are skewed to focus on food and fuel prices, because these are high-frequency purchases. However, the development of inflation expectations may have some political relevance over the coming couple of years, as the incoming US administration looks to increase US consumer taxes via trade tariffs. Tariffs tend to be skewed towards low-frequency purchases, things like washing machines and consumer electronics. The impact of inflation expectations, therefore, could be less than the impact of tariffs on living standards. However, any reduction in energy prices, for example, would have more of an impact on inflation expectations than it would on living standards. Filling the family fleet of sports utility vehicles is a frequent occurrence for the typical US household. Over the next year, it is possible that the perception of inflation is less harmful than the reality of real inflation-adjusted income growth. Economically, spending power matters. Politically, perception matters. And it is politics that drives trade tariffs. Economics wouldn't engage in trade tariffs at all. We also have a parade of speakers from the US Federal Reserve. The expectation is for a further rate cut in the United States in December, which would mean that the scale of rate reductions matches the scale of the headline consumer price inflation decline for this year. That keeps real inflation-adjusted interest rates steady. The remarks today do give opportunities to discuss both short and long-term policy. In the short term, it seems unlikely that the Fed will be dissuaded from a slow pace of nominal rate reduction following inflation lower. Over the medium to longer term, the question is how the Fed will respond to other policy changes in the United States. Fiscal stimulus through corporate tax cuts, fiscal tightening, but through the medium of taxes on US consumers, and a possible disruption to the labor market of the United States. The Fed is unlikely to conduct monetary policy in anticipation of policies that cannot be confidently assumed to take place. Financial markets are staring with a certain fascination at the trickle of proposed appointees for the incoming administration of US President-elect Trump. There is an attempt to read the potential policy stance from the nature of the appointments. It is perhaps worth reflecting that the turnover of members of the US cabinet between 2016 and 2020 was relatively high, although Trump's previous Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was in office for 4 years. Current appointments no doubt reflect current policy priorities and as such matter to markets in the near term, but appointees and current policy priorities can, of course, change. The COP29 climate summit continues with the US energy company Exxon advocating that the United States remain part of the Paris Climate Accord. That position does perhaps indicate the broader nature of the focus on sustainability in modern times. Impact economics suggests that the economic problem itself has broadened out, balancing infinite desires with finite resources, as ever, but now including a desire for a sustainable future, amongst other things. That doesn't mean that the move to sustainability is inexorably one way, but it does suggest that sustainable investing is not going to disappear. The demographics of the great wealth transfer in the coming years also argue for sustainability assuming a higher priority for private capital, almost regardless of the political environment. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.